Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Rick Velotta. He's a business writer for the Las Vegas Sun and In Business Las Vegas. We'll get his take on how Nevada's economy is doing. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Larry Mathias, Sean Carey, and Mike Bosma. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome to the program Rick Velotta. He is the business writer for the Las Vegas Sun and also In Business Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Wanted to start out with a question for you about the story in your paper yesterday from Dave Toplicar, which was that, story from Buck Wargo about Las Vegas' economy being amongst the worst in the world. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I guess it's really not too big of a shock that we're that far down on the list. And the reason why is because we were up so high for quite a long time. We had that great economy going through the 90s and early part of the 2000s. And, some of the things that have occurred with the economy, we've just kind of had a long way to tumble. And now it's a long trip back up to get to where we want it to be.
The other article I was going to refer to was the one from Dave Toplicar from a couple of weeks ago. Which was talking about the finances of Las Vegas, the city finances, and it looks as though we've hit the bottom and maybe coming up a bit now.
Well, that's probably a good assessment, Sam, because you just kind of wait for the bottom to occur, and we've been being told that the bottom is near, it's going to be a few more months until we hit bottom, and then finally we get to this point where we start to see some of the indicators on the rise. And that's good news for all of us here in Las Vegas, because we thrive on the tourism economy much more so than the rest of the state. So seeing this rise, this very, very small glimmer of hope that's out there, that's actually pretty good news for us, but we know it's also going to be a nice long way before we get to where we want it to be.
Now, one of the things that's always interesting about this kind of economy is that there are great opportunities for people who are holding cash, and people have been making major investments of late in Las Vegas. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of people are kind of in a holding pattern right now and waiting to see what happens. And yeah, having the cash to make these types of investments in real estate and other assets in Las Vegas is probably something that people are going to be looking at. But I still think there's a lot of people on the sidelines that are waiting to see what happens before they make those investments.
What do you think is the sign that they have to see?
Well, I think that they need to see the unemployment rate dip to more acceptable level. I mean, below double digits for sure. We need to see our foreclosure rates change dramatically here in Las Vegas. We need to see some of the visitation to Las Vegas become more steady, and we need to see the ADRs, the average daily room rates, climb to levels that we had prior to the recession beginning.
Now, you are seeing the ADRs going up in some of the properties like Wynn and Las Vegas Sands, correct?
That's correct. And again, this is the small, gradual increase that we've seen. One of the things that's kind of optimistic for Las Vegas right now is that there's a very favorable convention calendar on the horizon. So we're going to actually probably see some of the ADRs climb a little bit more rapidly in 2011. At least that's what the hope is. But right now, some of your top-tier resorts are seeing some increases in their average daily room rates. One of the things that could affect this, though, is that we're going to be opening a 3,000 room resort here in 2 weeks, and when that happens, things are tend to drop back down again because the demand goes down because the supply is up.
And that's interesting. You're talking about the Cosmopolitan, and you know, even though, you know, in this economy, one wouldn't really want to see this many rooms opening up, but they are doing a very unique advertising campaign with these two-minute videos. I was watching one of the designers of the rooms and talking about how different this place is. It will also, in a funny way, affect City Center because it will allow more pedestrian traffic to go to that property as well. Your thoughts?
It really is kind of an interesting campaign. I've seen some of the videos myself, and I don't think they're like anything that we've ever seen before in Las Vegas. And maybe that's good. Maybe that's something that we need in this town is some fresh energy and a new approach. As far as its proximity to City Center, I think in the beginning, the MGM Resorts International wasn't too happy about Cosmopolitan being there. They feared that there was going to be some rooms that were going to be filled by Cosmopolitan may have come their way. But now, with the attention that's being focused on the Cosmopolitan, I think you're right, Sam. I think that there are going to be some people who are going to be coming there, and then that pedestrian traffic will drift over because it's a very easy walk from the Cosmopolitan over to the City Center facilities, including the Crystals, which is like right across the street.
One of the things that was interesting was Bobby Baldwin, the president of City Center, was addressing some of the issues that they've had with walk-in traffic, and that has been problematic, but also talking about whenever a project the size of a City Center opens up, that you're always going to have tweaking. Do you think it's tweaking, or do you think that there are major changes that need to be made to City Center?
Well, obviously, there are some major changes that have to happen because the Harmon Hotel never opened, and it may not ever open. It's kind of hard to say what's going to happen. They're still making some evaluations and decisions on what to do with that hotel. That's the one that had some of the construction problems, and it's never opened. So part of the whole pedestrian flow and the whole flow into the City Center complex has been altered by that. That being said, I think that there's a lot of things that they could do, but a lot of the locals that I know don't even park at City Center when they go over there. They park either at the Monte Carlo next door to the south or to the Bellagio to the north, and then walk through some of the very easy pedestrian ways to get there. So access to the property itself is a little bit confusing. It's a little bit intimidating for somebody who's never been there before. So we'll see what happens, but I think that maybe some major changes may be in order.
Just one last quick thought was, I had read somewhere over the last week or so that they were actually going to just take down Harmon completely, demolish it.
Well, that's one of the proposals that's out there, but I don't believe that the executives for the company have really made that decision yet. But it is one of the options that's on the table is to demolish the Harmon. But I don't believe that decision has been reached yet.
All right, let's take a break. More with Rick Velotta when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
Urgent means. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
Call 1-800-604-1585.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Velotta. He is the business writer for the Las Vegas Sun and In Business Las Vegas. You can catch him online at lasvegassun.com. I wanted to talk to you about Zappos. Now, Zappos is a company that is headquartered in Henderson and is planning by 2012 to move into the old city council building in downtown Las Vegas once the new city council building is moved in. Now, obviously, that's great news for downtown Las Vegas, great news for Mayor Goodman, but what about the folks in Henderson?
Well, I actually have to give some full disclosure here. The building that is owned by the company that Zappos is now occupying, a building that is owned by a sister company of the Las Vegas Sun and Greenspun Media Group. So I wanted to make sure that was on record before I told you what my opinions were on that. I think that Zappos as a company had to make some decisions. One of the options that they had was to actually expand outside of the state. So I think most people are looking at this as a plus because they're at least going to be staying in southern Nevada. They wanted more room. They look to expand. They're looking to put 1,000 employees in downtown Las Vegas, which is great for downtown Las Vegas. And there's also some plans to expand that operation down there. So I think generally speaking, the people in Henderson say, yeah, we're kind of sorry that they're leaving because they leave our tax base. But at the same time, they're saying at least they didn't leave the state, or at least they didn't expand rapidly in some other state outside of of Nevada.
Bill Lerner of Union Gaming put out a piece yesterday saying that they thought it was very positive for Boyd Gaming.
Positive of Boyd Gaming? Well, I'm afraid I haven't seen Mr. Lerner's piece on that. I think that that Boyd Gaming does have some upside going on with it. Obviously, once the pipeline opens up again in terms of building things, then you'll have the echelon maybe back underway. So Boyd does have some upside to it.
Yeah, I was thinking that they're downtown properties. And in fact, it was funny. I was recently in Hawaii, and more Hawaiians told me that they would rather go to Las Vegas than go to any of the neighboring islands.
That's absolutely true. Boyd does have a very strong presence downtown, and as far as Zappos moving its headquarters to downtown Las Vegas, that should be a good positive for the company, simply because they have multiple properties downtown and they have some great dining establishments down there. So as far as the Zappos move is concerned, yeah, that would be a plus for Boyd. And you're right about the Hawaiians coming here. They love Boyd properties. There's a great connection between Boyd Gaming in Honolulu. They've got some great salespeople over there. So that works out very well for that company. It's one of the best tourism pipelines that there are as far as a company here in Las Vegas is concerned.
Economic development, when you look at it, when you move 1,000 people into any area, that is a huge plus in terms of other businesses that can go into that, would even consider opening up now because of that many more people going to be in that area.
Absolutely, Sam. It's one of those things where we've got actually some really good development going on in downtown Las Vegas right now. You know, we've got the Smith Center for the Performing Arts under construction. We have a new City Hall building under construction. We've got some medical facilities that are world-renowned down there. And we've got the World Market Center Furniture Expo down there. So adding that 1,000 employees, 1,000 plus employees, is going to be a real positive for the downtown area. I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing what kind of an impact having Zappos down there will be. And I guess we'll find out in the months ahead.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the solar project that's going in near Prim. Is that going to be a real saving grace for Terribles, who own the major properties in Prim?
Well, interestingly enough, the Prim properties right now, they kind of had a setback of sorts. They've closed the Buffalo Bill Resort, mostly for remodeling and to change some things around. I noticed that they're on the State Gaming Control Board's agenda today to talk a little bit about the licensing of the new emerged company that comes out of this. As far as the solar project down there, I think that there's some potential there, although I'm not sure how many employees are actually going to be on site down in that part of the area. But at the same time, anything that has to do with solar energy and renewable energy sources has got to be a positive for Nevada. We need to utilize that resource as part of the whole economic diversification package that's necessary to get us out of this recession.
And that's where we have to leave it. Rick Velotta, thank you so much for being here. We look forward to you coming back soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Renovation, a medical spa by Dr. Charles Verdin, offering Restylane and Botox treatments plus a full-service spa. Drift away with a tranquil Swedish massage. Our facials are customized for your specific skin care needs. Rejuvenate the whole body with one of our many body wraps and finish with a professional manicure, pedicure, or makeup application. Renovation, a medical spa. Treatments to refresh your life. 960 Collin Crossing, one block west of McCarran at Plum.
The Las Vegas City Council votes on selling City Hall. We'll hear why it's the right fit. Plus, she's leaving the Clark County School Board to help run the state. Hear from Terry Janison. That's all on the next Face to Face.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better.
And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Dust Mighty mattresses over 7 years old shouldn't be home for the holidays.
Can I invite millions of my relatives?
Knock them out of the house and save 40 to 60% off during Mattress Land by Sleep Fit's Fight the Mite sale. Get factory firm twins just $67 each piece, a Sealy Posturepedic Queen set for only $397, or a Simmons Beauty Rest Plush Queen set now just $597.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
The Fight the Mite sale ends Monday at Mattress Land by Sleep Fit, Carson City in Reno off 395 next to Winco Foods.
The odds of the Big Easy winning the U.S. Open twice? 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel as always. Larry Mathias is here, Executive Director of the Nevada State Medical Association. Mike Bosma is President of the Bosma Group. And Sean Carey is a consultant and community activist. Let's start out with something that Rick brought up, but I think is kind of a dirty secret of capitalism, which is it's not a terrible thing to have high unemployment for business.
It shouldn't be, because what that means is there's ready access to employees that are motivated, willing to work, and glad to work.
And perhaps at a much lower cost.
At a much lower cost, absolutely. The issue now is with the extension of these unemployment benefits ad nauseum, for most people, they're having to make a decision that they're going to go to work for less than their unemployment benefits are. So I really don't believe unemployment's really going to do anything, and entrepreneurs aren't going to really be able to take advantage of that pool until really more and more people move off of the unemployment roll.
You know, somebody was saying the other day that if we do get rid of the unemployment benefits, the extension of the unemployment benefits, then that would force people to go to work. The unemployment benefits are too long right now. But isn't the problem that there are five people for every one job that's available right now?
I think that's one of the problems. I think that there's not a great hiring boom going on. These are uncertain times, and those who are most vulnerable are going to feel it a lot harder, and we haven't seen the bottom of this. The unemployed are also not the kind of consumers that most companies want. That's the other side of the capitalist argument. Yes, it gives you cheaper labor, but no, it doesn't give you consumers, purchasers of your products.
So you don't feel that we're scraping along the bottom? You think there's more further to go south?
Until somebody does something other than phony press releases of all the good news, yes, I don't see that. I think that we have not hit the complete bottom, and I think that there's going to be a long glide path at the same low level for quite a period of time. I think we're seeing a generation that's going to be affected by this deep recession, and we don't know what all the ramifications of that are.
Sean, you're nodding your head in agreement.
Oh, absolutely. I would totally agree. And another big problem is we've lost so many people in this state. There have been so many people that have left. The homes are empty, the storefronts are empty, and people have had to move on. And we have to start bringing these people back to the state before we can really solve these problems.
Your company specializes, Mike, in wealth management.
Yep.
It appears to me that there are opportunities. You know, people like Mike Pegram, who bought the Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's, the folks who paid a remarkably low price for the Siena Hotel in Reno, the Cosmopolitan opening up. It seems like there is opportunity. An M Resort.
And the opportunity,
3 cents on the dollar.
Right. The opportunity is in entrepreneurship. It's not getting a job. I think this whole concept of when unemployment benefits really start running out, forced entrepreneurship. You know, right now, if I can get somebody to do a landscape maintenance company, I'll give them a free consultation, because it's amazing that all those, you know, all you need is a shovel or a lawnmower. Those companies really haven't started to percolate yet. And I think when the need gets dire enough, that's really where the economy is going to start booming. And people say, I'm not looking for a job anymore. I'm looking to create my own. I don't want to worry about being at risk of getting laid off. I'm going to create my own destiny.
Larry,
those with resources are speculating on an upturn down the road. But speculation is what got us where we're at, right, which is it creates bubbles, it creates unrealistic expectations. When the bubbles burst and the collapse comes, there is no testing of what the bottom is. We are seeing for the first time in the modern history of Nevada what a depression is like, and we weren't ready for it. We're not dealing well with it, and it's going to be a slow crawl out. And I don't think we've got 1.5 million entrepreneurs, and I don't think we would want them. I think we want people that can do the services, provide the work at all levels. You need managers and you need workers and you need everybody cooperating in order to create a community that's worth living in. It's not just about somebody being able to make a lot of money off of speculation. It's about creating a place that's worth working in, worth living in, worth raising your family in. And Nevada is dangerously close to having lost a lot of that.
You're scaring me, Larry. I'm serious.
Because
I think a lot of us are looking for those little glimmers of optimism, you know, to say that things are turning around. But you know, I'm not going to disagree with you.
A lot of people bought fool's gold in the days when gold was the shining way that entrepreneurs would become rich, and very few did.
Well, let's talk about the Economic Forum meeting today. Would you like their task?
No, I wouldn't. I think that's the picture is not pretty out there. The next legislative session is going to be very, very interesting at best, and there's just not a whole lot of resources to pull from. There's not a whole lot of places to look. There really are very few untapped lines of revenue that the state government's going to have to be looking at, and it's not going to be pretty.
We've got about 15 seconds apiece. Mike, your thoughts?
Actually, what I would say is being forced to deal with reality is a very, very positive thing, and dealing with the reality of our budget deficit is very positive. So, you know, if they can make some hard choices, I think we're in a better place.
The revenue manure pile that the Economic Forum is looking for a pony in probably isn't going to have one.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you very much. I'm depressed, but it's the truth. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Like many of us, you owe more than your home is actually worth. At Cogburn Law Offices, we can help. We can modify your loan in as little as 45 days, or we can short sell your home and ensure the bank does not come after you. If you need help, call us today.
Do you need individual health insurance that makes sense for you? With all the uncertainty around healthcare, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is a trusted choice, offering plans to help fit your needs and budget.
When I started my own business, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network.
Later, when I needed surgery, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
And if you're retiring early or just starting in a new direction, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield gives you nationwide access to doctors and hospitals and a commitment to service and value.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
And you can choose plans with preventive care to help keep your family and your budget healthy.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
Join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent, call 1-866-758-9330, or visit us online at anthem.com/planforme.
For a limited time, iMasters is offering 50% off a complete pair of glasses. Save on top designer frames or our private brand collection. Also get 50% off lenses. Don't forget to use or lose your flex spending benefits. iMasters. Why pay more?
Why is Check City the place to sell your gold or silver for cash? Allow me to demonstrate with a simple experiment.
For your dollar, would you like one scoop or three scoops?
Three scoops, of course.
Once again, people prefer three times more for their money. Check City buys gold and pays three times more than cash for gold.com.
Check City. Take advantage of all-time high gold values today.
On our next broadcast, Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. We'll see you. Thanks for watching and listening.